But fill me up. She's Casey J, and she's here live with us here in Atlanta. Good morning, beautiful. What's happening?
Good morning. Good morning. How are y'all?
We are fantastic, and thank you so much for being here early this morning. I know this kind of early, but we thank you so much for being here. And
You're welcome.
You so much for that song. Tell us about that song.
That song actually came out of a worship conference that we did about 2 years ago, and God just kind of laid it on our heart to do something for the worship leaders, worship pastors, media workers, dancers. And so God laid that song on our heart. And I didn't know that 2 years later he would release me, you know, outside of just my local church. But when it happened, I knew that was the song that God had really called me to minister. So it was just kind of moved from there.
Tell us, where are you from? And how did you get started in the music industry? What inspired you?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia. So I am home. Welcome to my home.
Welcome.
Yes, we're glad to
be here. We got to run the streets together.
I'm saved.
Are you saved? she don't believe in going there for.
So she don't believe saved folks in the street.
No, sir. My God. Ye there for. But who were some of your inspirations? Who inspired you?
I started off in church. I started off in the church choir. My mom was my choir director, and her mom was her choir director. Mm-hmm. So my first inspirations were church people. Yeah. but after I really got exposed to gospel music and other genres of music, I think one person who you guys will see later on this afternoon is Israel Houghton. Yes. I just love that his music was for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, you could sing it at your church, you could sing it at the church down the street. It would be people that didn't look like you, people that did look like you, and he made music that was accessible. So that was the first person that I was like, man, he's doing something amazing, and it's not just for the church.
Right.
It's not just for my church.
Right.
It's for other places, man. And that really inspired me to know that God is not just confined to one location. He's not confined to one denomination. So yeah. Israel Houghton was the kind of the person that opened my mind to that.
Do anyone ever say you look like Mo to the E to the
Moesha?
No. Yes.
I think she's pretty, though. I'll take
it. She is pretty.
But no, it's the first time I heard that.
First time?
It's braids.
Is that what it is? Mm. Well, you look like you look like. Listen, we play that song pretty much every morning. Mm-hmm. Every morning, right? And so I just want to, and I know you save. I know you save. But tell me, when you hear other maybe choirs singing it and you hearing it on the radio and folk, you know, talking about it, how does that make you feel, you know? Just
I don't know that I've still wrapped my mind around it. like you can hear, like, oh, that is a night. Wait, that's my song.
Yeah, right.
But more than that, man, I just feel like God is creating so many platforms that it's not to knock another platform down, but just to make his name great. So he's raising up more platforms, more opportunities to make him great. So when I hear that, I'm like, man, God, you're getting more shine.
Yeah.
God, you're getting more attention. It may be, you know, my voice that they hear, but it's you. And I keep that in my mind, because in this, it's so easy to let somebody blow your head up or let, you know, people let your accolade somehow be about you. And I know that's not the truth.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just kind of keep it in him. Like, yeah, that, it was good, but no, that's him. I'm not that dope.
Yeah. KCJ joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. So what do you do for fun? How do you relax? How do you unwind? What is the KCJ outside of the microphone?
Outside of the microphone, I teach. I teach elementary school.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there.
You gotta go to school.
Yes.
You ain't take off.
The kids is still coming. but for fun, man, I love anything outside. So outdoor festivals, outdoor market. I'm a little bit of a flower child. So any like farmers markets and all that kind of stuff. Anything with food. I'm here for that.
Okay, and you were telling us that you're going to be recording live.
Tell us about that. I will. On January 30th at my home church, First Start Church in Duluth, I'll be recording my first album live.
Yeah.
So we will be there all night worshiping. And I'm super excited about what God is going to do for that night. We've been preparing with rehearsals and things like that. So January 30th at 7:30.
7:30 in Duluth, right?
In Duluth at Fresh Start Church.
Cool. And how can they keep up with you?
I have a website. It's KCJ Music, C-A-S-E-Y, not Casey.
Right.
KCJMusic.com. And all my information is there. KCJ Music, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff.
Sounds good.
So we can't run the streets together is what you're telling me.
I mean, we can run a street. It depends on the street.
Right. The farmer's market.
Yeah.
The street the farmer's market is on.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
I had other plans.
The park.
Well, AB, we won't be hanging with KCJ.
No, we can't hang with us. We're excited for you and looking forward to a lot of great things that you're going to do. What was something you would say to somebody who aspired to do what you're doing?
Man, two things that I have really learned is about assignment and appointment.
Yeah.
You have to know what you're here for and understand that your time is your time. And just like at the doctor's office, if you show up for your appointment, it doesn't matter who was before you, doesn't matter who was behind you, it's your time. And that cuts out the competition mm-hmm. that somehow seeps its way sometimes into gospel music. Yeah. It's not that I have an assignment and I have an appointment. When right. my assignment is over, it changes. I'll go to the next thing. Yeah. And so learning that and being confident in that really guards your heart against a lot of the ugly things that can come yeah. sometimes with, you know, fame or yeah. people yeah. knowing who you are.
Yeah, I like that level here.
Well, you know, I love it. You know, I'm sitting here like I'm just so proud. I'm like, this is the future of gospel music, and it is so bright.
Yeah.
And God has a way of putting his hands on people that you have no idea, you know, will come up and do what he said do. And it's just amazing. So you never have to worry about, God, is this the end of this or is this the end of that? Mm-mm. God has folks everywhere.
Yes,
right.
And we are so proud to have Casey J here with us on the Yolanda Adams
Thank
Morning
y'all.
Show.
Yes.
Keep doing what you do, girl.
I will. Thank you.
It is amazing.
Keep
Thank you
doing
so much.
What you're doing.
Okay, what?
I'm sorry. I just had to.